She will never see the film Slumdog Millionaire, even though she lives in the country which it is about. She lives in Tamil Nadu, in the heart of Tamil Nadu, about 600 miles from Bombay. Her name is Vinothini. She's 14, and I read her story in the Thursday Times. She wakes up at 4 a.m., goes to work making rope at the side of the road near her home, and works in the fierce Indian sun until 7 p.m. She said to the reporter, "We are poor and nobody cares, and because of that I am a slave." Maybe somebody reading that report in the Times will take notice somewhere in the world and set out to minister to her family and to her. It's a possibility. The woman in today's feast day, in today's gospel story, was a nobody until God noticed her. She was about the same age as Vinothini when God came into her life, asking her through an angelic courier to be the mother of his special child, his own son. We know the story. Mary said yes to that invitation, and God entered her life by taking flesh in her womb. In today's gospel, we see her, the story of the wedding feast at Cana, using her power over her son in a very loving and yet very confident way. But this, as we well know, was a moment of rare glory. For the rest, her story is surely of things going wrong, almost from the moment when she said yes to her destiny. You remember how she came back from the visit to her cousin, looking very pregnant. She was not married at the time. Her husband-to-be wanted to finish with her. When her baby was born, it was in a kind of shed where animals were kept. And then the family had to run for their lives because of a death threat. And later she had to watch him when he was being hustled out of his own town by her own neighbours, who tried to throw him off the rocks at the end of the street. And she had the other members of her family shouting at her that he was mad and that he needed to be sectioned. And then she watched him die. What kept her sane? What kept her faithful to God through all these happenings? We can only guess. We guess that she let herself be guided by events, knowing that all was in God's hands, knowing that all was in God's hands. She does not need to figure it out or to plan. The plan will be given through life's encounters by God. Reality is her teacher. The power of God is within her, and she can rely on that power. To let God into our lives is what we are invited to do every time we come together to pray, especially to Mass, to know who He is. We need to see who He really is, and we need to live in response to that. Can I repeat those words? We need to see who He really is, and we need to live in response to that. These words I came across in a strange place, in the pages of the sports part of yesterday's Times, not spoken by the Archbishop of Canterbury or by the Cardinal Archbishop of Westminster, but by a sports star, someone we last saw on our TV screens commenting on Euro 2008, or with Adrian Chiles on Match of the Day. His name is Gavin Peacock, former star of Chelsea and other clubs, Newcastle United included. And in the interview in the Times, he tells us how he allowed God into his life and how he got to know God. He says, "At the age of 19, I walked into a youth club as a young professional footballer with money in my pocket, a nice car, a promising career. The world would say I had got everything. And these young people that I joined were just sitting there talking about Christ as if they knew him personally. I thought, there's something real here and something missing in my life. And shortly afterwards, he opened his life to God and has tried to respond to that yes ever since. Gavin Peacock is now training in Canada for full-time ministry in the Church of England and hopes to spend time in the developing world when he is ordained in a year or two. The link, I think, between his story and that of the woman from Nazareth is in these words about knowing who God really is and living in response to that. Knowing who God really is and living in response to that. Mary spent her life living in response to God's invitation. In every situation that we face this week, we will, if we think for a few seconds, find some invitation, an invitation from God's Holy Spirit, an invitation to work with him for the good of others. We're all looking for something that will take us out and up. As Gavin Peacock says in these words with which he closes his interview in the Times. What we're searching for in football, in this coming together on Saturdays, and we can say the same of our coming together on Sundays, is just a shadow of something else that's in us. Fans join together and experience it just for a moment, with the player who scored, or with the team's victory. We want to partake in something of beauty, of glory, to take us out and up. Our souls were made for the majesty of Christ. I just end with those words. We want to partake in something of beauty, of glory, true of our lives, true of our worship, to take us out and up. Our souls were made for the majesty of Christ.